Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Do you think kids know Woody Woodpecker anymore?
No, because they probably are more aware or woke about the Amazon dying. So there's not really.
So you're equating Woody Woodpecker to the peril of the rainforest?
What is he going
to
peck on if there are no trees?
Well, I think he's more of a domestic animal.
Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah.
A domestic animal?
Yeah, I think he's
like a pet?
No, not domestic that way. I mean like United States.
Oh,
I don't
no.
care. I don't care. I care about my own S, Rob.
I know.
I care about my own S.
You have kids.
I think it's sad that America is aging out.
He loves Woody Woodpecker.
He does?
He loves the movie. Yeah, the live action Woody Woodpecker with the animated Woody and then the live action. It's a good
Pecker.
Movie. It's actually a good, the live action like bad guys that he likes. Real bad guys trying to kill him out in the woods. And then Woody's going, pew, pew, the live action Pecker. I get you.
LAP.
God.
How you been, man? How you been?
2020 can me.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, right live now. Action Pecker.
That's a LAP.
That's
there
it.
You go.
That's the way I feel right now. I have ye have little faith. That is ye is me and me has little faith. I swear to God I do. I have little faith.
All is well.
Yeah.
Some things you can't discuss, right?
So I can. I don't want to discuss anything right now.
Right.
I will later.
Can I discuss?
I will later. Huh? Yeah, because you've had a bad morning, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You've had another bad morning.
This is what's it depends on the person that receives this news and how you process it.
Yeah.
I'm a bad processor.
You might have, Pony, I would say he's a corrupted processor.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'd say he's a food processor.
You know what? We're friends, and Maddie, that zing killed Maddie. She got a giggle.
Did you like that?
Did Maddie like that?
I did.
When Captain Yucks.
Captain Yucks!
Just trying to bring a little sunshine, Mike.
Yeah, I know. You get a lot of credit for that.
So I get a beckoning.
Yes.
Beckoning.
Someone told you to come.
Beckoning?
A beckoning means
Oscar,
come here.
Come here.
Mm. All right. See, she beckoned. Your lady beckoned you.
Yes, beckoned. I said, yes.
So you were asleep?
No, I was upstairs minding my business, brushing my teeth, doing what I do best.
Oh,
getting ready for the day. Being late is rude. It means it's too early for that.
No, I think it's right about right. That was good, Captain Yucks.
Thank you.
Being late.
I was upstairs being late.
So
I was upstairs waiting to the last minute to leave for work.
So she says, are you guys done?
Yeah.
All right.
I was upstairs setting the clocks back and she called. Now I'm done.
Now Yucks is getting you. The captain has you. Yeah. He's the captain now.
I saw a picture. You included a visual aid.
So she says, there's brown water underneath the refrigerator.
Mm.
And I said, I don't have to come down. The water heater's broken.
Yeah.
I get busted. And she said, how do you know that? I said, because I'm an adult. I know that. And she said,
how did you know that without, you're not that handy that you knew that without looking.
Oh, I've been through two water heater breaks in my life.
Oh.
Because my father decided to leave our family and go take an international job. So the men's work or the men's duties of finding out these things on their own.
Is your water heater in proximity to your refrigerator?
It's on top of it. Yeah.
Now, here's a quick question.
On top of it.
You forgot about your home.
Yeah, it's like the honeymooners.
I forgot about your home.
Do you say, Mike, I'm curious, because Pony and I discussed this when we got the text. Do you say water heater or hot water heater?
Water heater.
See, I say hot water heater even though I know it's wrong. And I don't know why I keep saying hot water heater, because why would you heat hot water?
Probably one of your Clampett relatives probably said that forever.
It's like trash in you.
Yes,
you
know, that is.
I'm glad you clarified.
I have no evidence that it's white trashy, but I put that out there, you know, just because
It's amazing, it's Oscar. All of my white trash relatives are often on time. They true. Can they can true. Tell they true. But they not, tell time
but
by
it's
the
not a stereotype of
no,
your people.
No, but it would be a little you know, a little Clampett-esque to you know, to have the redundancy.
Yeah, what do you say, Pony?
Well, I mean, it's a redundant statement. So, I mean, hot water heater. I mean, right. it's redundant.
It's like on
say,
demand.
I right. just say water heater.
Okay. Yeah. What about Maddie? What do they say in the mayor's mansion?
Apparently, we're white trash as well.
Yes.
Hot water heater.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I realize that's wrong.
Yeah, but it just sounds right.
That's like saying, "Where's the cold water cooler?"
All right. The there you go. We're on the same page.
All right. Very good.
So, I walk down. I say, see that water? See right what's above it? And see the fridge? Because she thought something was wrong with the fridge.
Right.
Something was leaking.
Yeah. And I said, no.
Some of your brown food.
No. I said,
oh, no. The gravy has spoiled.
Well, there would have to be food in the fridge that's actually would allow for some seepage.
Right.
There's nothing like that. The last time I saw color like that was when the water heater broke, or when my mom put the steak on my dad's the hood of my dad's Mercedes so it could de-thaw there all day, and there was all this blood pouring down.
You're gonna
the hood
give
of
me
his
crap
Mercedes.
About hot water heater, and you say de-thaw? That means freeze.
Well, it's a Friday.
It is.
It is. So, and a good one.
So
happy weekend, everybody. Happy weekend.
I said, please call the plumber. And drive me to work. And she said, I said, you'll take care of this. You'll drive me to work. We'll take care of it. I'll pay for it as I do everything else. I know this is going to happen. And I said, the best part about our kitchen being our kitchen, which if you're at the live show, you've seen.
Yes.
Is an F5 could hit our kitchen and it couldn't be any worse. So,
right.
So I said, Shannon.
A tornado could do $4,000 in improvement.
I said, the warping on the floor is just going to get a little worse. And we just won't step on that side of the kitchen. And I said, and God willing, the hot water heater is not going to change.
And you mentioned while you're painting the picture yes. of your kitchen, you said the hot water heater is above the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Now, we know you have a tiny, bigger than like a dorm room refrigerator, but not like a full-size refrigerator because of the size of your kitchen.
It's thin.
Look at this text.
It's thin.
How big is the hot water heater?
Oh, I actually have some dimensions from the plumber.
Excellent. That's fantastic because it's not your standard run-of-the-mill one.
No, it's actually a sad water heater. It is.
You say water heater or sad water heater?
Sad.
Sad.
And also my wife has
my
never been
God.
It should be condemned, right? My home condemned.
Oh my!
It's such God. A sad state of affairs.
What?
But if you look,
it's ruptured.
Yeah, it's like someone took a sledgehammer to it. But that's what happens when they break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom is kind of like ruptured.
It's bottomed out or rusted out. One or the other. It's happened.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I've seen
the water on the wood.
Yeah.
So where's the wood located in relation to the refrigerator? On top of the refrigerator?
See, right up underneath it, you'll see a little, what looks to be a metal piece. And then that's the refrigerator.
Oh, so it's like on a shelf.
Like an elf on a shelf.
Yes, exactly.
Right. This is right above the refrigerator.
Mm.
Well, it's a super easy fix. I mean, they just put it in and tie it to your water line.
Okay,
and,
so we're on the same page here. My wife is bummed out about it. And I said, you know what I'm bummed out about? Is that I had to work till X amount, hour in the morning. Just
you sound tired.
To try to feed this family. And you need to look at this as a learning lesson. I've been through this multiple times. I said, and not worry about this. Like I said, our kitchen, our home is a dump. And now any more additional damage will just add to its dumpiness. So we need to get to work on time because I can't continue to be late. This is 2020.
Right.
Not going to rock and roll that way. And you're going to call the plumber. And if he tells us to F off, which he probably will, don't worry about it.
Do you have a regular plumber or do you call like a firm?
We have a regular plumber.
See, that's a great friend to have, like a doctor.
You have
a plumber.
Yeah. He was kind enough to write back and say, hey, this is a little guy, hard to find, rare. And as soon as I saw that, I said, well, the price has gone up, like an automobile.
Is everything in your house Keebler?
You buy?
Everything in your house is like for Keebler elves.
Mike, we have sounds of his water heater here, actually.
You know what? R2-D2 may be larger. Maybe larger.
Can he get one?
So he says, I'll have to source it.
No, it's bad.
You know, I hate people. That's not I really okay. hate people.
So
this is the internet age, by the way.
Yeah.
This is not having to call 70 warehouses. This is probably online. You look for whatever your gallon. How many gallons is your water heater? Two gallons.
Maybe we're back to the numbers here.
Do you have the number? Do you have the number?
He must be doing well. If you saw this picture, you would know I'm not doing well.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I'm just curious if it's a specialty item.
Capacity? Would that be capacity? Yeah.
Yeah.
Capacity. 30.
30 gallons?
30 gallons.
Relative to, the regular ones are 40 or 50, right?
I think
40?
I think mine is 60. It sounds like about a half, maybe.
But Rob, you got the...
Yeah.
You got the extra large one.
Yeah, I did. Well, I have to. How many times have I been left up there covered in soap? So we haven't even done the left side yet.
One shower. We're going to need more water.
Buckets!
So it's a 30-gallon water cooler.
Yes.
Heater. Sorry.
And I say, okay, source it. That's fine. She goes, well, what are we going to do? And I said, Shannon, look, I love you. And I know for the majority of your life, all you had to worry about is being hot. As we get older, there are other responsibilities.
Right.
We've got a gym membership across the street. We can go take a shower there. We've taken cold showers in the past.
Mike,
no problem.
For a family of 3 to 4 people, a standard hot water heater.
No, I got it first. You don't get to go first.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
50 to 60 gallons.
50 to 60.
That's standard for a family of 3 or 4.
So 30 would be the R2-D2.
For one or two people, it says 30 to 40 is recommended.
Yeah, like in a condo.
Yeah, but you want to step it up.
Rheem Performance 30-gallon, short 6-year, 38-watt elements electric tank water heater. $414.
Yeah. Is your house electric or gas in the kitchen?
The guy's saying source it. It's not
Mike,
rare.
Mike,
no,
I just typed it in.
It can't be.
Frick plumber, sorry.
We are.
I've been dealing. You know that I have been dealing in the last 24 hours.
I'm gonna step
with
back.
Dishonesty. Yes. With people just full of crap. Okay, so I'm. I believe our
plumber is. Oh, no, I know he's honest. He's effing great. What I am upset about, and why, what is completely irrational, is, and this is probably because my father left me to be the man of the house as a young man. And I'm projecting it onto my wife.
Yes.
Is I'm telling her, we're on the same page, Mike. I'm the cost.
Doesn't it look a little like yours?
You know what? That looks like mine looked brand new. Effing brand new.
Yeah.
That's kind of what yours looks
yes.
like.
Yes. Right. So I guess it's called
Rheem.
What I'm upset about is it's a nice reminder of how you can't account for anything.
Right.
Life can suck at times.
At times it can, yeah.
And you got to take your bumps, right?
By the way, you guys are doing the little brrr dance again.
I'm sorry, it's Friday, Mike. If you can fight through it, please, for the love of God, we're on the same page.
I'll try my best.
So, I says to her, we can't all have Paulie Christine's life and just vacation all the time.
Right.
And she said, who? I said, don't worry about it. This man's always on vacation. He has the best
life. Second day he's been on the show. I want to know more about him.
He's got the best life in the world.
And did you see that he won his trivia question? His trivia contest?
Two trivia contests.
I'm jealous of him. I'm horribly jealous of him.
That's why.
Second day he's been on the show.
That's why his name rolled off my tongue. Well, have you seen his latest video? It's him taking a picture of a young lady doing synchronized swimming in the pool in front of him. He's got the best life in the world.
He's got an amazing
life. And I bet you he's got a rib rose on his chest. Like, he's just enjoying life.
Yes.
He is.
Rib rose in his chest.
Don't know many details, but he is.
So, I says to her, we're going to take care of it. We're going to take care of everything. And she said, you're giving me a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving her a migraine.
That's not a migraine. That's a U-grain.
And I said, don't do this migraine stuff. You know that's made up. Mike does it all the time when he's like, lay down.
Can I fake my migraine? I haven't gotten a migraine in like 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah.
Let's see how today goes.
Yeah, don't get happy. Yeah,
I said... I don't want to let you know what time I had to get in because of the work we had to do. I don't want to bring that up. I don't want to bring up that you're on full scholarship. I don't want to bring up all these things that I want to because it hurts me to say that I'm bringing you a migraine.
Right.
You gave me a problem. I gave you a solution. We'll take care of it. And our kitchen is dumpy regardless, so no more damage can be done. If something caught on fire by accident and it went down in a blaze, I would be sad and we'd live in Olney for a while, but we'd live through that.
Don't worry about plenty of brown
Listen
water to keep
me.
The fire
yeah,
down.
I tell you, as Mr. Non-Handy, you know where your water main is, right? Where the water main
for
the house is.
Of course.
You turn off the water main.
Yeah, sure.
Disconnect that, unscrew that thing. It's not soldered in. It's tied in.
No.
And then just go get your ream at like Home Depot.
Boom, bam, roll it in. Good to go.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, what you want to do is get a garden hose. There is a like almost like a faucet at the bottom of the water tank. You want to make sure that's open and you can drain it out to a sink to make sure all the water's out, A, so you don't spill it, and also so it's lighter.
You know how
Yeah, is it still leaking, by the way, on your floor?
It's gone. Everything's leaked out.
The water's gone, so it all leaks out.
It's gone.
So it chose to do this overnight.
Luckily, Mike, all the water has just stayed where the damage already was, so it's just doubled down on all the damage.
Did it seep underneath to the rats?
This is something, the rats, by the way, now, like the little koalas in Australia, they're getting water.
The rats are safe.
Yeah, that little faucet's right under the same spot.
Yeah. Looks about the same.
And as far as the fridge is concerned, that thing barely works. So if that went, you know what? We'd probably get a dorm fridge and live with life.
Mm-hmm.
You got no stove. Why do we need a fridge? Let's be honest.
It probably didn't wreck the fridge.
No. I don't think. I guess for me.
It gets on the floor. It's not going to go into the fridge.
Mike, you've got a much younger wife.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, man, I didn't realize I live with someone that hasn't had these life experiences?
Yeah, it happens. It happens periodically. Right? Yeah, I realize
this
that.
Is the first time in a long time where I was like, man, it must have been great just to be hot, you know, and not have to worry about
it. It really is.
And she still is. Don't get me wrong. But now she's got responsibilities.
Well, so you want her to is she home right now?
She came to work. She clocked in, explained to everybody what was going on, and said she'd be right back. So she went home to take care of it.
To take care of the situation.
Yes.
I think I get worried when you have a plumber, Rob. I think you probably agree with me that I need to source this.
That's
rare. No, it's not. He's lying.
That's a lie.
But I just also think that's like your nomenclature. Like, hey, this is what I got to do.
Well, you know what? The only way, benefit of the doubt, devil's advocate. Only if he said, like, maybe he doesn't have one in his warehouse.
If it was Italian, then that's a problem. Like, there's got to be an Italian guy.
Italian, I get your water cooler as big as you have.
Or Germany. Or you got to import this.
But you
then
know,
there's a problem.
Every now and then a plumber will come up, like, if you have a garbage disposal issue, and this has happened to me before, he says, well, I could fix it, but I have one on the truck that I can put in.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I think they have
a used one.
Well, no, I think what they have.
You don't have like an inch more room there, right? I mean, it's got to be this 30-gallon deal.
It barely fits in space.
I think there is
an interesting place for a water heater.
It's terrible.
I think there is a small margin of profit when the plumber can bring like a certain brand in.
Oh, because they have
because they have like a deal. If it's not the one that he handles, then maybe that's why he has to source it.
Is the plumber a sole proprietor?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Does
and
the plumber work for like Easy Plumber?
Sole
like
proprietor,
that?
And I effing love this guy.
All right.
Like he'll sit there and teach me like how to solder while he's doing stuff.
Why don't you call your bride right now and just find out, get an update. Get an update on what's happening.
All right. The tone may not be as friendly.
Don't be nice. Be nice because you're on the
word. Well, you got it. Here. You got her number? You'll call her?
Do you have her number?
And then I have a tail.
Right. That's happening.
Yeah.
I have a ponytail. Oh, look at that.
All right, cocktails.
We just have a minute before we have to start the show, but I want to get the update from Shannon.
We'll get the update while he dials. I had Pony really. He did me what I thought was going to be the biggest solid in the world, and it was set up from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And then if you thought this morning was terrible, later on in the program I will share you a ponytail of how he basically bent me over
and
against my will. You know,
yeah, 30,
took advantage of me.
30 gallons.
Yes.
Yeah. Calling Shannon.
Is she going to answer when she sees the show calling her?
Hello?
Hi, Shannon. It's Mike. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing fine. We're just trying to get an update. We're trying to get an update on the water cooler.
Hi, Mrs. Z.
The water heater. I'm sorry. The hot water heater. to make sure everything.
What do you call it? You can ask her. You can ask Shan.
We don't need to burden her with that. We were discussing.
I would love to know if some people call it
a hot water heater. Some people call it a water heater.
I think it's a hot water heater.
Oh babe. Oh babe.
Heat water.
We're better than that. We're better than that.
Actually, Mike, theirs is called a sieve.
Okay.
Is it called a water heater?
Well, some people do. Don't worry about it. You got enough
You're from
stuff
Southern
to worry
Maryland,
about.
It's understandable.
How are things going? What's the latest?
So I talked to the plumber. He has located a hot water. Why would you call it a hot water?
Because Shannon, because it of the redundancy of the no, no. See, the redundancy is
it makes when, hot
no,
no. Water.
Shannon, if you're when from you La Plata, you're not going to understand.
Hold on, no, no, she'll understand when I explain. Okay. Explain it
Thank
simply.
You.
It's redundant to say hot water heater. All you need to say is water heater because it's a water heater.
Yeah.
It heats water. Yeah. If you say hot water heater, it's like saying, well, I have to get a drink out of the cold water cooler. You understand? That's it. That's the explanation. Yeah. That's the way it goes. It's a water heater.
Yeah.
But I'm excited that he found one. He found one for you?
Yes, but he can't install it today. He said he's going to see if he can. He said he'll let me know if he's able to, but for now, he cannot. He's not going to be able to do it until tomorrow, and he said to keep an eye on it because it's currently dripping.
Oh, still dripping.
Yeah, it's still dripping. So he said, excuse me, if it starts really pouring out, if it gets really bad, then, or if I'm leaving the house for an extended period of time.
You have to come back to work, yes.
I have to turn the hot water. Oh no, the water heater. Turn off the water. Actually, the
water main.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
And and the power to the water heater.
And that'll probably be in your fuse box. Or do you have? Or do you have circuits?
I don't know.
No. We have the heavy up.
It fuses, Christmas story.
Yeah, they said we'll just put a penny in it.
Fuses.
It's a clinker.
It's a clinker.
Shannon, the panel.
The whole house only has two outlets.
The panels under the front door of the house. You know, in the front. Just turn off the power to the house.
I know the.
Just turn off the power to the house. It's not going
to
matter.
Listen to that. She's all over it. She's taking care of it, Oscar.
Okay. Peach, do you think it was too much when you said you're giving me a migraine?
No. You were.
Yeah, there you go.
I took some headache medicine.
There it is.
Okay.
I am with you. I'm with you, Shannon.
Did the headache medicine?
He gave you a migraine, too. He's
giving me migraines more than you will ever know over the years.
Shannon?
He's yelling at me.
Did the migraine medicine require a corkscrew?
Oh, you call my wife a drunk?
I'm not.
Are you saying that she's drinking wine at this hour of the morning?
I didn't even know what it was. That was so confusing.
I think the fact that the guy's got the water heater and he's going to install it tomorrow is a win. Mm. I think that's a win. Just shut off the water main and tonight, you crazy kids go out and shower at the Y. That's what I
Shan,
think.
Tomorrow, a fabulous bubble bath for Oscar.
Shan, you know I love you. Do you know where the water shut off is, the main one?
Yeah, I know where the circuit box thing. I know. I have to like flip a switch.
I think after the show, couldn't you run down the street, Oscar?
I can do everything, Mike.
It's not everything. Yes,
I'm gonna put away the groceries that Amazon delivered this morning, and then I'm going to.
Let's stay on topic.
And then I'm going to try to get rid of the migraine that you gave me when you were yelling at me.
I wasn't yelling. No. I was just saying.
Until 4 a.m.
I get it, Shannon. I'm your advocate over here. Oh, Peach, see, she said she loves you. She loves you, Peach. Come on.
That's nice.
I love you back.
She said, when I said I've been working until 4 a.m., she said, that's because you choose to. And
that's what you tell me when I say something like that. You say, you made that decision, so.
How long have you crazy kids been? How long have you been married?
2 years.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Two long years.
But we've been together for 8 years.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, I think it's a win that your wife got the plumber to commit to maybe today, but definitely tomorrow.
A 36-hour turnaround on a hot water heater or a water heater is fantastic.
Shannon.
Yeah.
When did you think it was going to be, hey, you know, let me yell at my husband who works all the time.
Oh, stop it. Not on the air.
On the air. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. On the air. I think that just happened. And then make him feel terrible because he's depleted and he doesn't know any better.
Oh, Peach, I'm sorry. You know it's just for the
show. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never gotten that tone from
Peach,
Carla.
You know it's just for the show.
Just text.
I love you.
You're doing what I do for you when I say it's just shtick. Let's move on. So she's doing the same thing.
She's completely apologized, you monster. You win.
Do me a favor, Peach. Send me your Venmo. Tag.
Request?
No, because I'll be requesting some things from you. I'm going to pull an old Maddie, as I like to call it. The list. And then there's a nice tally that now you'll have in life about like how things are equaled out. You'll never have to pay me.
I'm not playing this game with you. This is not even, you're taking it too far, and I got to go.
There you go. Shannon, we love you.
Hey, Shannon.
Hang in there, okay?
Too far.
Good job.
Adequate job.
You've done a very good job.
All right. Love you.
Bye, Shannon.
Get back to work soon. Thank you.
Woo! So, according to her, you turn the water off with the circuit breaker.
I'm just telling you.
That's all.
No, she doesn't know where the main is. Those are the hard things to find out.
All you need to do is bend, crimp the hose.
The main.
Is your water main outside or inside?
Mike, the main is right next to the fridge because everything's small in the house.
Okay, so everything's right there.
Yeah, it's
right
for
there.
Over 100 years, we've been saying it. Remember the main.
And
the
breaker panel. The breaker panel
underneath
labeled?
Underneath the front door.
Is it labeled?
Yes. Everything is labeled.
Will it say water heater on it? So
when we bought the house, they were shocked that there was a heavy up. And a heavy up, for those of you not in the game.
Right.
What is
a heavy up? I don't even know what a heavy up is.
A heavy up is when someone actually goes into an old house with the Bumpuses breakers.
Yeah.
Fuses and then brings the.
They bring it up to code.
To code.
Yeah. All right. So, but it is labeled, right?
Everything is labeled.
When you've been at your breaker box, you know, upstairs, bathroom, living room.
Oh, do you think it's that big?
Garbage disposal. Well,
how many circuits?
Six.
Circuits do you have?
Six.
Yeah. No. Garbage disposal. No.
They said if you're going to.
It's a TDF.
If you want to add. One of the contractors said. If you want to add more appliances to your kitchen, you're going to have to add another circuit box.
Just like Green Acres. You can't add up to more than seven.
At least you got this. It's a small house.
I got love.
I have a relatively small house that I'm broadcasting you from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody want to buy it?
Hey, Ringo, play something hot, will
you? We will call this Mike O'Mara Life of Privilege Spotlight. Country Club Corner.
The dance of the living dead.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in.
By the way, there are people who literally never leave this.
Don't you have homes?
The Mike O'Mara bonus show is like a private, members-only country club for your funny bone.
You scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right?
The TMOS bonus show is an extra hour of uncensored exclusive content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Membership has its privileges.
It's in the hole!
I should have yelled too!
The best of O'Mara.
You know, when I think about Rob and his interaction with, I think you would agree, Oscar, that you participate with listeners when we're on these road trips. I do probably to a certain extent as well when we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
We had breakfast with a bunch of listeners on Saturday morning, but nobody hangs with the jolly listeners like Rob Spiewak. And his impression his image on the show is one of sweetness and light. So when he comes to me before the show today and he talks about what he refers to as the DC Zoo and hating a zoo, which I would think would be, you know, right up his alley, like King's Dominion and all things that are fun and spectacular. And you seemed to be filled with hate today about the zoo. And I'm just curious what's wrong.
There is an ongoing story in the Washington, D.C. area for my entire life that I've never loved, and that is the pandas.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I don't like
the pandas.
But I'm considered a hateful monster. So, I mean, me hating the idea of the pandas.
That's on
pandas,
brand for Mike.
Yes, but I always felt on brand. He's
hateful monster.
True to
on
form.
Brand.
Well, give me some of that hate because I feel that they are way overrated. They don't do anything. I've heard about them my entire life. When I was a boy, it was Ling Ling and Sing Sing.
Ling Ling and Sing Sing.
Right?
I was, when you were a boy, I was a man.
That's right.
And
Come over here, boy. Sit on my lap.
Let me tell you of these black and white wonders.
Sit right up here. Sit right up here, young man. Oh, no, stay. Stay. Just a minute longer. But anyway, that's gross. All right.
You want me to do voices for you, boy?
Yeah. There you go. This is a character we call Charlie.
So we've always heard about these giant pandas, and it's a very big deal in Washington, D.C., but every time I've been to the zoo, and I've been to the zoo maybe 10, 12 times in my life, okay? They never do anything. They're often not there.
Well, now wait. Now hold, let me stop you there, because you're talking about zoo animals, by their very nature,
amen,
don't really do anything.
That's
hey,
true.
How you doing? Hey, man, we are zoo animals. 15 minutes after the hour. Hey, if you got 15, if you're getting there at 7:30, you got 15 minutes to get there.
It's Mad Dog and the Panda.
How you doing? By the way, Jack Diamond, Morning Man in Washington, D.C., posting on Facebook how Donny Osmond was a super nice guy. Jack, you need to get back in the game. You need to get back in. Get another job. Don't post like that.
If he's down to the Osmond memories.
Yes, we all know Donny was a nice guy, and you're posting of some morning show bit you did where you had 5,000 people in your heyday. You know, you need to get back in the game if you're starting to compliment Donny Osmond. I'm just saying, all right, I agree with you, Donny Osmond.
Yes.
I found to be one of the nicest men I have ever interviewed, a tremendous human being, but, I'd like to
Jack Diamond also posted Jack this morning, back. Empire State Building, impressive.
That, you know, and there's no reason Jack Diamond, there are 1,000 reasons why I should not be back on the radio, but there is not one reason
not one.
Why Jack shouldn't be back on the radio, because he's fine for what it is now.
Yeah, perfect. Well, he left on top. It wasn't him. It was a corporate change.
Well, none of us left, you know, without format changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But, I mean, I think Jack would fit into the kind of, you know, that type of show, fits today. It's why he lasted longer than many of us.
I think he could out McFly Tommy.
Oh,
well, he did.
I think he could completely out McFly Tommy.
Yes, absolutely. But speaking of those two.
But speaking of the zoo.
Mike, speaking of McFly and Diamond, don't you think they would love to talk about pandas? Because it's a great local vanilla DC story.
And pandas would be as hot today as they were back in the day.
They are.
When we were making fun of pandas
because
it was the
action.
Local news.
Right.
Let's go out and see if Ling Ling has ejaculated yet.
Yeah, well, you're out there and
it's
Bob.
Bebe this time.
Yeah, it's Bebe.
But Bob.
It was Ling Ling the female, too, so I might have had that one wrong.
Well, if she can, definitely keep her at the zoo.
I'm still jet lagged after last
night. I know. But
talking about the pandas, but it's such a job. It's the equivalent of sending somebody out to the airport the day before.
What they do is they'll, like, Channel 5, which is our beautiful local news station here and who I spend my mornings with.
You watch them more than I do.
And so it's like, let's go to Bob Barnard, who's out at the National Zoo. And he's like, hey, guys, Allison and Steve, the pandas are not actually out of the enclosure this morning.
Right.
But you can see this grassy area.
They're eating bamboo in the corner where they can't see.
We have some B-roll of them eating bamboo from when Nixon was president. If we can go to, do we have that? Can we go to that, please? And so all of the, well, the big deal is that we've got this deal with China. That if in America,
I am now putting a tariff on the pandas.
Tariff panda.
Right. I will now be suspending all imports of bamboo to the National Zoo.
Mr. President, have you seen the video of the female panda ejaculating?
Yes. It was back during the Nixon administration.
So we're going through all of this, and they've got this deal with China, that if a domestic-born giant panda reaches the age of 4, it has to be shipped back to China.
It's part
but it was born in the United States, so it's got American citizenship.
It's part of their preservation.
It can
of
be
the
president.
Species.
That's right. But that's
what
the deal.
I'm sorry,
it's part
what,
of the preservation were, of the species.
The preservation of the species.
Yes.
Species.
But I think the original Ling Ling and Sing Sing were actually gifts from China. So there's probably a deal in place that if we breed, we got to send them back at age 4. And so this has been a big deal all week here at Mike West.
That's when they start working at the factories, Mike.
That's right. They make Nikes.
iPhones.
So it's
they have to go over and make iPhones.
Well, they're great because those big paws are so soft.
Never
scratch the screen.
But you know what? They're bad at lacing. They cannot lace a shoe.
So but they won't, screens are so wonderful.
They won't scuff new Jordans.
Pandas.
So
pandas, ladies and gentlemen.
Last week, it was the going away week for 4-year-old Bebe. Bebe the Panda, who once again is
Isn't
in the enclosure.
Isn't that Beyonce's nickname?
I believe so.
It's Bay.
Just Bay.
It's Bay. Not Bay Bay. Yeah.
Hot chocolate with Bebe. They had morning meetings with Bebe. It's like, come and get your picture at the enclosure. You won't see Bebe, but this is the shack where Bebe lives. You know, and the zoo is opening an hour early, so you can come in and not see Bebe.
Because Bebe's saying goodbye.
Yes, because it was Bebe's going away week.
By the way, is Bebe, and I look, if you are, I don't want to offend any ethnic group.
Or any pandas.
But I'm an older man, so please bear with me from a different time. Is Bebe going to be released into the wild, or is Bebe going to be eaten?
I don't think they eat the panda.
No. Okay, I just don't know. Asian cultures consume different foods.
They do. And that's what makes the world so great, Mike, is that we're all different, but we all have great similarities as well.
A durian, which is the stink fruit.
That's right.
And
panda?
And we all remember Tropic Thunder, where a panda attacked Tug Speedman, and he had to make it into a suit of sorts.
Yes, of course.
We all remember that.
Yes.
So today, Bebe is on a chartered Federal Express jet and actually arrived to China safely. Mm-hmm. But the thing that bothered me all morning, to your point, is they kept calling the plane the Panda Express, which, as you know, is a fast food Chinese restaurant.
Yesterday.
Yes, this is a fast food Chinese restaurant. So you're probably giving the wrong image of Bebe.
Peiwei, better than Panda Express.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, I found out Pony told me that Peiwei is actually the fast food version of P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So that's why you're getting the high quality.
Like a mid-tier.
That works. I'll take Peiwei over P.F. Chang's, to be honest with you.
So
I thought Panda Express was a movie as well, no?
I don't think so, no.
Kung Fu Panda.
I think that's Polar Express.
That's right.
Come on.
Yes.
Polar Express.
Full color, not black and white.
The panda's black and white.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
So they're calling it the Panda
Express. The Panda Express, and you know what? I'm just
so lazy.
It's so lazy.
There's a huge panda on the side of the plane, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're stealing a branded and marketed fast food chain in the United States. It's been very successful. And I think that's cheating.
It is cheating.
He just cheated us.
And now they're going to
be throwing an orange chicken on the side.
The panda didn't get off the cockadoodie plane.
Panda's
making
in the enclosure.
Such a big deal about this bear.
And I don't think they're technically bears. Are they bears?
Pandas?
It's a panda bear. It's called a panda bear.
I think they're giant pandas. I don't know. Pony, see if they are technically bears.
Do you
bears.
Think they're their own species?
Well, they're definitely their own species.
They're technically reptiles.
Are they?
Mike, it's a fish.
I think you might be right, that they're actually a different
It's not like a grizzly
species.
Or a brown bear. They're
it's
different.
Not a bear?
Well, we'll check. We'll find it. It might have the same species, if not the same genus.
You ever seen that viral
video? It is a bear.
It's a bear. Okay. Way to go, Rob.
Hey, this is what we do. We live and learn.
Have you ever seen that viral video of the guy riding his bicycle through the woods when he is chased by the bear? Yeah, it's a fascinating video. Viral video.
Mm.
I stopped the show.
That's fine. Was he
caught? It a panda?
No, he wasn't caught, but he goes booking down the path. And he's got
That's
the GoPro
a great
camera on his.
From the
oh,
70s.
I know what you're talking about, Mike. I know
he's
this
got the GoPro camera
here.
On
yeah,
his
yeah,
head,
yeah,
on his
yeah,
helmet,
yeah, yeah.
And it keeps turning back, and you see the thing is like literally on his
galloping. I've seen it
galloping.
Yes.
Well, you just told me you hadn't.
Well,
seen
I thought when you mentioned the fact that it's the GoPro and the turning, that's what made me think of it. I thought it was like an observation video.
And then he veers off the path, and you see him look to his right, and there's the bear.
Yeah.
Like the bear is right there with him the whole time, and the bear moseys on off.
That definitely a bear species in that video.
Yes.
But I guess we now know, according to Pony, that pandas are indeed real bears.
Yes, they are.
Different subspecies of bears.
I thought by now we would have saved them. Don't you think these efforts, efforts, that they're no longer in the endangered species
list?
Yeah,
but see, they live in China.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, and so they can only have one baby?
The one panda
China
policy?
China pollutes.
Oh, I thought you talked about the limitations on people, too.
Right.
The Smithsonian has nothing to promote. This is how they get the word out about what's going on at the
Smithsonian has everything to promote. They've got Lincoln's hat.
Yeah, but this is already, I would say, in their PR playbook, where when we ship one out, we got to do this to get maximum exposure.
What's going to happen to the panda when it gets to China? Put it in the zoo there?
They will keep it in captivity is what I heard. But I don't know if they do a zoo. The Chinese don't have time for leisure activities. They don't go to the zoo. They work.
Why do they have to get the bear back after 4 years?
It's part of the agreement. If we can get our pandas to screw, we get to keep the baby for 4 years, then we got to give it back.
Because So they loan their bear.
It's a bear lease program.
For mating purpose. It's like a breeding program.
It's like a car lease, 3 to 4 years. In this case, 4 years.
And you can't put too many miles on the bear.
And this is a huge success.
And it was a
massive. Bebe is a massive success.
Because most bears, Mike, I guess number-wise, they don't make it past like a few months living in captivity when they're born in captivity.
Oh, here's the phrase I always remember from all the coverage where they say, and when the baby is born, it's the size of a stick of butter.
Right.
That's what they always say when a baby panda is born.
Why is it always food with you?
Because they say it.
It was ingrained in him. It's
butter. I like butter.
I was thinking, could I spread it on bread? This
That's
panda?
Amazing, though. It's a tiny little and oftentimes red thing. It looks like a dog's lipstick, doesn't it?
It does. And they oftentimes get killed because pandas not bright roll over on their baby.
I remember
but
that.
But they don't cannibalize, do they?
No.
They don't actually think it's butter.
And they're not carnivores. They eat vegetation.
Oh, but right? This was a big deal last week. I think it was a Thursday of the Bebe going away festivities. Come on out and see Bebe eat sugarcane instead of bamboo because it's a treat.
Oh, okay. But it's kind of similar to inconsistency to bamboo.
I believe so, but
sweeter. Sugarcane and bamboo are a similar type.
Yeah, but you want to make sure you don't give the panda
You don't want
cavities.
Bamboo in your mojito, though.
So what is bothering you about all this?
Too much coverage on something that doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
You don't
care about the pandas at all?
I mean, no, they're fine.
An endangered species.
But you're Mr. Fluff. But what about fluff.
Mike, what about the pachyderms? What about elephants? Show me some elephant news. I like that.
I love elephants.
You know what I really like? You know what I love? Polar bears.
Mm.
Yeah, they're more fun.
And then that's an animal that's endangered due to what we're doing to the climate.
Exactly.
That's that's directly impacting.
But polar bears get all the run. They don't need any more, I guess, awareness.
Well, they had a really good run with Coca-Cola, but I'm not seeing that anymore.
You mean the Coca-Cola polar bears?
Yeah. I love those commercials. They're back. Those commercials put me in the
air. They're back.
Yeah, I'm
not seeing it on the can.
How do you spell the Bebe we're talking about?
I think it's B-E-B-E.
No.
It's not?
I think it's B-A-I-B-A-I.
That's bye-bye.
But they pronounce it.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
No, Bebe.
Bebe.
Michael, tell us.
And I'm so
Bebe is one of two. No.
Not. Tony, and what was your dad's theory about the panda bears?
Oh, he said that the pandas were all beanbags, and occasionally they would just close the exhibit, because every time we would go when I was a kid, they wouldn't be moving, and then you'd come back 10 minutes later and the exhibit's closed, and he said that's when they would just move the beanbags around and then reopen the exhibit, and they're like, oh, look, they moved. Look at that.
I had a dark sense of humor
And
here.
Then they would that's fall right. asleep on you their know, babies.
God rest his soul. What a wonderful
Yeah. yeah.
I like your dad, and I never met him.
What a moment.
The baby was the size of a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm. Bloom Boys, the beanbags are out.
Oh, that's right. That's a category.
Oh, no. Gross. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Bye-bye, baby.
Headline.
That's why.
Bye, baby.
It's a giant panda will fly out in a crate in his own private FedEx plane on a nonstop flight to Chengdu, China.
Yes.
Millions of Americans have watched Bebe grow up at the National Zoo, either in person or online via the popular Panda Cam. Some visitors and viewers of Bebe watched him eat his first shoot of bamboo. And for some reason, Harry Carey should be doing this.
I agree.
The giant panda will fly out of the crate on his old private FedEx plane on a nonstop flight to Chengdu, China. Millions of Americans have watched Bebe grow up at the National Zoo, either in person or online via the popular Panda Cam.
What cam, Harry?
Panda Cam.
Thank you.
Some visitors and viewers of Bebe watched him eat his first shoot of bamboo and take his first tumble in the grass.
Oh.
He was barred in 2015. And that same year, Michelle Obama and Peng Liuan, first ladies of the United States, have the People's Republic of China named him. There it is. It's just blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it is.
You know what else? Pandas love playing in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So having a panda in a zoo boosts its status significantly, as the Edinburgh Zoo in Scotland found out in 2011 when giant panda Tian Tian arrived. Why do they all have two names?
That I don't know.
Cultural.
Yeah. So you don't do a deep dive on these things.
Well, I mean, it's been around for, maybe it's tradition.
Rob has two Bs.
Oscar?
Oscar, yes.
Oscar?
Yeah. Roscoe.
Caring for giant pandas isn't cheap or easy.
Ooh.
The Washington, Atlanta, Memphis, and San Diego zoos are said to have spent $33 million more than they received from exhibiting pandas from 2000 to 2003.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
A big zoo is losing money.
Yeah, but think about the heartstrings it pulls at, right?
Yeah, and that hot chocolate that you got to drink with the bear, that was expensive too. Come have hot chocolate with Bebe.
Have you ever seen the pandas moving?
I don't believe I have. I went there and saw them. Yeah.
Yeah. I still like the Great Ape House. That to me is the greatest.
That's
certainly the best smelling. They're the closest to us, and they're usually, if you can find one that's out and about, they're usually quite animated.
As a kid, I always remember the lion exhibit where you actually would see like these predators right in front of you, down below you.
Would you climb over?
No, I wouldn't climb over. But as a kid,
there's always that
you're shot. The very first time you ever get to see this, if you're lucky enough to live in a town with a wonderful zoo.
Yes.
I remember my brother and I being like, I can't believe they're right here. This is nuts.
Yeah. Now, are you going to... will they get another panda over here to breed? Or is that what they're going to do?
Well, I think we still have
pandas.
We still have two, right? Yeah. Because they're the parents of Bay Bay.
All right. The National Zoo, I always thought, as far as D.C. goes, D.C., which now finally has some sports teams offering joy to the people of Washington. But for years, when the teams weren't winning and it was very frustrating, the National Zoo, I always thought, was kind of a win. It was always kind of well done, well put
People
together.
Come into town, you're like, what should we do? Go to the National Zoo.
And in your case, you live in D.C., very easy to hop on a metro. Mm-hmm. Go to the zoo.
No
very,
parking very at the zoo, though.
Yeah, what do you mean? There's parking?
The parking is a horrible situation at the zoo.
You don't like live action. You like recreated action.
If you could give me a robot panda.
You like artifice. So you enjoy, that's why you like Jerry Lewis.
No, you know what I love?
You like artifice.
I do love horses.
Arabian horses?
Yeah, for example,
that's brand new. This is brand new.
If I ever go to, my grandfather's best friend raced horses, so I spent a lot of time hanging out in Charlestown before it was
that kind of horse.
Well, but also, well, no, not the gamut, but I like horses themselves.
The glue horses.
And also,
I never knew you were a horse enthusiast.
When you go,
you live close to horse country where you live.
When you go to Busch Gardens, the kids hate it because I always have to go and stare at the Clydesdales. I think they're the most amazing things on earth.
I had no idea.
The Clydesdales are the panda bear of the horse community.
In what way?
Because you don't really see Clydesdales anymore. You just don't see them.
Do we have to mail them back to China?
No, I'm saying that when you see them, I think most people go and
mail them to St. Louis.
Most people, when I they had them out for the World Series, I took a hard left and I went to go look at the horses.
Aren't they incredible?
You like them?
Yes.
I too would be, if you said to me, if the three of us were together and you said, Mike, the Clydesdales are down here.
Yes.
Do you want to go down and see them? I'd say, is it uphill or downhill? And then you said downhill. I'd go down and see them.
Yeah, I took a detour to go see them.
At Busch Gardens, you can see them in the stables. And also, if you take the sky ride, you can see them from above. And it's amazing.
Have you ever looked at, down there?
Yeah.
Yes. I would think that would be just spectacular.
As you said about the Great Ape House, Mike, it's like looking at ourselves.
Oh, that looks
familiar. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. I didn't know you were an equestrian fan. Are you?
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I've ridden. I don't like riding at all. I like to watch them.
This is teeing one up for him to go. What don't you like about riding, Rob Spiewak? I'm just curious about that.
When the horses complain, they say one at a time, please.
Woo! A picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice Dirk.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS
& West Bonus Show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show today and get Big Dirk Energy. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
The best of O'Mara.
I think you remember, we discussed this, that when Julia finally got her license, and she wasn't in a big hurry to get her license.
No, no.
Because a lot of kids aren't anymore. She bought a car from my mom that my mom wasn't using, and she paid, she got a tremendous deal. Not a deal like Pony got,
no.
But she paid a really good deal.
Well, it's a
on
family
it.
Deal.
It was a family deal, and I liked it because it caused her to realize the responsibility of, we're not just going to give you a car. Yeah. And so she got a good deal, and it's a horrible car. It's a PT Cruiser.
Most people get the hand-me-down cars.
The beautiful thing about it
if
is...
If they get a car at all.
The beautiful thing is it really has a hard time exceeding 50 miles an hour. Yeah. And so
did she put the flames inside?
She never did.
Okay.
She threatened to.
Okay.
She threatened to. But freshmen at VCU are not allowed to have cars on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, you know, Robert, if you want to use a car while I'm gone, I'll sort of rent it to you.
Oh, you'll rent a car to your brother.
And I've been running the numbers, and I think she's making a little money on the deal overall.
Well, she should be, because she's got a monthly payment, I guess.
No, she paid for it. She saved up and paid for it. So she's, I think that...
How much you rent a car to a sibling for? And I respect this transaction.
I think it was $100 a month is what she's getting.
$100 a month.
Yeah, and then plus gas and maintenance, which is the next part of the story.
Okay.
When Julia was home over Christmas, the car started to not work well, and she pulled over, and I saved her, I said, let's check the oil. And I put the dipstick in a lot of times and realized there was no oil in the car. And I started to speak to Robert. I said, when is the last time you did anything regarding changing the oil? He says, well, I pulled like a total... renter's thing. He said, hey, it's not my car.
Yeah.
I'm just renting it. So yesterday I took him out to teach him how to, we got an oil change and but I taught him how to check the coolant, told him how to check the oil.
Look at you.
And, you know, so he can keep an eye on this stuff.
These newer cars, even a PT Cruiser that's 10 years old, have a little oil light?
15 years and no.
Doesn't have an oil light.
You know what? The lights come and go as they please.
Okay.
So I went out and I said, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to open the hood. You know how to do that? Pause. Long pause. He says, is there a button or something?
Oh, that's a great question.
I said, there is a button in the car. Let's get in.
Could be a lever.
And he goes in and I said, do you see that by your foot? And he says, the emergency brake. I said, other foot. He says, it's got a picture of the car hood. I said, that's going to open it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down and he pushes it really hard.
Yes.
And I say, you pull it.
Yeah.
He goes, so he pulls it and, you know, ba-dum. It opens up a little bit, and he goes around, and he picks it up, and he picks it up, and he picks it up, and it doesn't open. I said, Robert, there's a safety latch you need to find.
Mm.
So he finds the safety latch, and that's another 20, 25 minutes. He finds it almost instantly.
Yes.
And he picks the hood up, and he lets it go, and it shuts. I said, now, Robert, there's a little yellow stick right over there that will hold your hood up. He says, okay.
This is the most manly father-son experience I've ever heard you have with your son.
Yeah, it is. And it was weird because you know what? If you're really using the yardstick, I'm not a manly car guy.
But
at least I know what I'm doing as far as this goes.
This is blowing my mind.
So I sent him back into the car to pull the lever. He walks around, undoes the switch, lifts it up, does the yellow stick.
Yeah.
And then he puts it down and he kind of pulls his hands away slowly. I said, it's going to stay, Robert. Yeah. It's designed to do that. And I showed him how to check the coolant. And that was cool. And he pulls out the dipstick. And this is where we're a team. I said, here's what you do. The engine is cold. You take the dipstick out. You wipe it with this paper towel. You put it back in and you see how much oil's on the dipstick. We pull it out. I said, do you see the oil? He says, yes. I said, well, I don't have my glasses. Tell me if you have enough oil. Mm. And he was right in the sweet spot. So with his young eyes and my years of wisdom, we actually found out that the car had the proper amount of oil.
Ooh, okay. So where are you at now?
Where we're at now is that he will check it on a fairly regular basis. And I also said, because you only drive the car about 20 miles a week, you'll still need to change your oil every 3 months. And you go to Jiffy Lube. This is not a high-performance engine. You can get their basic service, and you'll be A-OK. They'll check all your fluids and everything.
What about the air filter?
Air filter, of course, they'll upsell him on the air filter, and he's a Rube, and he'll pay it.
Okay. That's $1,200 annually.
Well, yeah, but she'll be back in the summer, and then, you know, it's over. And then we'll be back to probably just, you know, between the four of us, there's three cars in the family.
Where does he drive?
To and from school.
I just feel like I feel like
And work.
I feel like $100 a month is steep for that type of action.
You know what? He's by the fact that he's working, you know, his 20 to 24 hours a week at Wegmans.
Yes.
He needs it to get to work. It's probably a cost to earn the money to get it back. So it's probably a wash, I would say.
And maybe it's just because the Uber X guy in me or the Lyft in me says he could pay a lot less for, like, he could actually come out on top for less of the convenience of having the car.
Well, the fact that he might have been schnookered by his sister, it happened. But he agreed to it, and that's what's going
on. What about the insurance?
The insurance, as dutiful parents often have to do,
yes,
we absorb
you
that.
You take care of that.
We do that. But the fact that he's paying for gas and now maintenance on a car, that's pretty good.
I you're talking to a guy who had to learn the hard way, same way as you, that you need to maintain a car or else it'll blow up.
Right. It'll seize.
Yeah, it'll seize. An engine will seize without oil.
Yeah.
I saw my sister while she was in college call my brother and I at home in Olney and us drive up to Baltimore and look at what was going to be eventually my car, an 86 Celica.
Yeah.
And my brother was like, you haven't changed the oil in 2 years?
What
did you think was happening here? So I've been through that scenario where you basically have to rebuild an engine because someone decided not to.
I believe we got in at just the right time, but yeah, so that's part of it, and he's doing okay. When I come, I've got part two of Robert, if I can.
Hi, this is Jim Amato.
And this is Twitch.
And we're out road tripping. And when we're not coming up with lousy ideas for promos and seeing the sights of this great country, we're listening to the TMOS bonus show.
That's right, Jim. The minutes just melt away when we're listening to our favorite show.
It's our way to get a fix on naughty words like f- and
your mother.
And how can they get the TMOS bonus show, Twitch?
Well, internet.
TikTok.
Bitcoin.
So go to MikeOmeraShow.com. Click that banner and have fun on your next road trip today.
We'll see you on the road.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
The best of O'Mara.
Okay, so as you know, we mentioned in that last, Robert is working, still working at Wegmans as a sandwich jockey. About 3 days a week he does it. And he was a basketball player in what is called CLBL, the Central Loudoun Basketball League. It's not school sanctioned, it's county sanctioned.
Yeah.
And his first year was great. He had the most amazing coach. They went all the way to the playoffs, and he had a blast. Second year, he had a coach that designed every play around the coach's son, and it soured him on basketball for a while. Then he did a third season, and it didn't go that well. Well,
what
now,
was wrong with that coach?
The coach is that it was the older brother of one of the players.
Got it.
So it was a bunch of 16-year-olds being coached by an 18-year-old.
Got it.
He didn't really have a handle on the game.
Hmm.
So now that Robert drives, he wanted to get back into it, and he can take himself to his practices. He can take himself to his games.
He can drive to the court.
Exactly. And so this weekend,
or drive to the rim.
To the first time, that's right, shooting some sick threes.
I don't know if that works.
I always ask him that.
Sick threes.
Anyway, this was the first weekend that Carrie and I were invited to watch him play because we've been sort of prohibited from going because it's his thing now.
He didn't want to be embarrassed.
Right, and he doesn't need a ride anymore. So we go, and what I saw was a kid transformed. It was so cool. He's really playing to have fun now, and he's the tallest kid on the court by an inch, because he's 6'4"
he's
now.
He's dominating.
And he's still just goofy Robert out there.
Yeah.
And when he or one of his teammates screws up, they laugh and they're just having a good time. And so the sullenness and the sourness that I'd seen in the previous two iterations are gone. And it's great. It was so much fun to watch him play. They played sloppy ball and they still won by 20 points. And it was a great day to watch him play. So that was cool. But my favorite moment.
What about the competition?
Well, when you win, I guess you have a good time.
Yeah, I just feel like if you have the heart of a champion, you don't laugh when somebody messes up. You want to do better.
I'm not sure he has the heart of a champion.
Okay.
I think he has the heart of a guy that's, when they said, what are you looking for to apply to college? He said, I don't know, Radford's kind of a party school, right? I said, yeah, it is. And while that is a good thing, you probably don't want to tell your parents that. Heart of a champion.
At least he's honest.
So the opposing team had another guy who was almost as tall as Robert, yes, but probably twice as big. Thick, strong guy, right? Big guy. And he was who Robert
like
was.
White Shaquille O'Neal.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, on par with Robert's height, and Robert was covering him because they were matched by height, right? And so they're getting ready for the tip-off, and it's the thing, you know, where they're in front of each other going back and forth. And Robert told me the conversation they had after the game.
What?
He said, hey. Mark said, hey. He said, don't you work at Wegmans? And Robert said, yeah, and they're still bouncing back and forth, getting ready for the tip-off. Yeah, yeah. And right as the ball goes up, the guy says, you make a good sandwich!
Now I'm going to try to dominate you.
That is so Leesburg.
It really is, right?
It's so great.
This is how safe a community Leesburg is. For every like one MS-13 member that somehow squeezes their way into the city of Leesburg right outside Washington, D.C.
And we have dozens of them.
Okay. The rest of the world is just vanilla, happy white.
Right.
And not really racial. It's just a happy, simple place to live where I remember growing up in more of a international community.
Yes.
Playing basketball at the rec center after school next to the library. I remember going, and all you would do is insult each other.
Yeah.
And try and get in each other's
talking trash
in each other's heads,
right,
to get you out of the game. The idea of somebody looking at me and saying, hey, don't you work at Baskin Robbins? You scoop one mean scoop of ice cream, man. Thank you for the free samples. As we're about to tip off,
there's
that
a
is
lot
so
of,
foreign.
There is a lot so of difference between like, I got you, I got you, I got you, and great distribution of the mayonnaise and the tomatoes.
Yeah.
That was on the kid's mind.
Talking about your mom.
Right.
Saying like breaking down what they're wearing, the uniforms are trash, your sneakers are garbage, like something like that to get inside the site. That's the conversation I remember.
Right.
Like squaring up against someone.
The thing I loved about it is that it was right as the ball went up that he actually yelled, you make a good sandwich. So that's what's going on in the hardboard courts of the CLBL.
That is a great place to grow up.
Yep.
When you're insulting each other at age 13,
right,
probably not the best place to psychologically to be brought up in at a pickup game after school, right?
What have we learned here? Radford is a party school. That's it.
No, he just got his priorities.
I know. He wants
to play fun basketball, and he wants to go to a party school.
Hey, you know what? He's got some sick sandwich skills already. Halfway to a career. I guess we'll do the Matt Dodson update tomorrow.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Great voice from our past story. I think you'll enjoy it. When we come back, the Audio Vault. And we're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show.
Jimmy. I do too.
You can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden.
This is the best.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
Thank you.
You know, he makes a good sandwich, too.
Thank you, good sir.
He is a good, kind sir. A moment to discuss the bonus show.
Please.
I want to tell you about the most recent bonus show we did. This is a personal thing for me. We found a bunch of moldy records on the stoop out in front of Podcast Village.
This is a true story, people.
And what we were able to do is something that they would never allow you to do in broadcast radio, which was come in with a portable record player and go through and dissect these, not only these records, but the mental flaws in my wiring that make me want to hear these horrible records.
Correct.
That's the thing about the bonus show I love. It's organic, it's natural, it's real, and you never know what's going to happen. I prepare it every week for Mike and prepare 10 or 12 things, and if we get to one of them, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because it's so top of mind, so, I'll say it again, it's organic. It's my favorite broadcast every week, and if you're not listening to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, you're not listening to the entire Mike O'Mara Show. That's what you need to do. It's easy to do. You can subscribe. A year costs you pennies a day. It supports the show. Just go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click the banner, get on it, and you know what you can do? You can even give it as a gift. to some of the, someone in your life that loves the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the bonus show. It's the greatest way to support us, and we do one every week, and we thank you. So now let's open up the audio vault for today, which is a Tuesday. Feels like a Monday. 1-21-20.
21, baby.
This is great because I love audio production and clever people doing clever things. Here's a dad that recorded sounds that his baby made for a full year. This was going viral on a YouTube over the weekend. And he sampled them and sequenced them all and made baby sounds sing the song Thunderstruck by AC/DC. This is entirely made up of sounds that one baby made. And amazingly, it goes on for three more minutes, but I love it. I think it's so great.
That's a dad making that?
Yeah, the dad made that.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, it beats having to get up and feed the child.
Well, could you imagine sitting, like, what's the first year with a baby like? You're trapped in your house trying to keep baby alive, right?
But I'll tell you the story behind that is the mom is saying, can you go check on the baby? I'm doing this thing.
Jason Bateman was on Stern.
I love Jason Bateman.
And the clip I saw, I think this was from this past week.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking Jason Bateman why and how his career turned around, because we probably don't realize this, and if you're not like a film buff, Jason Bateman's career was on life support for some time until Arrested Development came
around. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
A long time.
And he was a child actor that did Teen Wolf 2. And then afterwards, people were like, like that's the guy from the Hogan Family series. That's the guy from Teen Wolf 2. Like that's.
Hey, remember, he was also a supporting character on Silver Spoons.
Yeah. So, but he's still a child star. That transition wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets this call from his former agent, say, hey, I don't know if you've seen this, but you'd be perfect for this. And he was on the brink of leaving acting altogether.
Really?
And Jason Bateman said, and this comes full circle to the baby, he said him and his wife had just had a baby. And he goes, I'm ashamed to say this, but I guess there's a term called colic or...
Yeah, it was where your baby cries all the time.
Yeah, so...
Colicky baby.
So he had his son or daughter was colicky, and... He looked at the script, looked at his agent, and asked the agent, where is this filming? He said, Vancouver, for 3 weeks.
And he's out.
So he literally took the job to get out. And it changed his career.
That's so great,
For the best, but gave an honest answer
just to
a
get away
real
from
question.
The baby. Yeah, and so he is now one of the hottest things in television. He got another new yep. series, and his sister Justine is at home blowing on her soup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that's at. You asked me, Oscar. Remember, you called me over the weekend. You said, hey. What does it sound like when a Jeep Wrangler drives over an unrolled roll of bubble wrap?
Ah!
Remember when you said that?
Yes.
I got right on it. Sounds like this. And what does it say about me? I could have watched it for a week and a half. I loved it.
Oh, I don't know if that's cheating because I feel like...
Well, I mean, there's a satisfying thing about popping them one at a time.
Yes.
And also, I think that bubble wrap popping has lost a little bit of its specialness now that we have become an Amazon country, because bubble wrap is so much more common.
It used to be special.
It really did used to be
all the time now.
Right, right, right. I like the big bubbles.
But the soothing aspect of popping the bubbles is so popular that in the early iterations of your Apple App Store, one of the most popular apps wasn't Bubble Pop for like kids that Todd built from TMSoft, but it was actually popping fake bubbles on your screen.
Love it.
Which is systematic.
It's
one of these weird things that I think some people like and other people are like, this is crazy.
Yeah. So we were talking about my kids, and kids like popping bubbles and kids like their apps. Sometimes kids say things you don't expect.
Okay.
Here's a video that popped up on the YouTube as they're singing Happy Birthday to Mom.
And many more.
What?
Big fat whore is what the child said.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then the father says, I didn't teach her that. Well, I tell you what, kid's not reading it. That's learned behavior right there, big fat whore. I don't approve of that.
What a disaster.
Not great.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine?
What is the backstory?
Like, there's no backstory. It was very vague. It was posted. I believe it was unfortunate birthday surprise for mom. Yeah. But if you know,
yes.
If you got to get paid to do it.
You got to get paid to do it.
All right. I'm now going to make you feel old. Yeah, I ran to this montage. Please. I can't believe this musical that made me feel 1,000 years old. The number one songs from the last 4 decades. Starts 40 years ago, okay? And this is going to put into perspective exactly where we are now.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Rock With You, Michael Jackson, 40 years ago. Great song. All night.
30 years ago.
Sounds about right.
I can see this being 30 years ago.
20 years ago.
I can't believe that's 20 years ago.
That's surprising.
10 Next one.
Years ago.
TikTok was 10 years ago. A decade.
That feels like 3 years ago in my head.
I just checked the Mike O'Mara Show's charts. That's still a current.
That's still a great song.
It is a great song.
I'm not gonna lie.
But can you believe it's 10 years ago?
Yeah. It music, in a weird way, that it either takes you back to a certain place, mm-hmm. or if it wasn't a song that you associate with a certain relationship or time or event in your life, you'd think it was yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
But I love the magic of music, and I'm glad you brought that up. So cool. All right, and we close with this. The SAG Awards were over the weekend.
Screen Actors Guild.
And you're
not a member yet.
No.
You refuse to pay.
But they still send me those fat checks.
You won't be shook down.
That's right. I'm not their mark.
No.
All right. But there was one moment that really stopped me in my tracks. It was fine. Apparently, everyone is saying that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are getting back together. And there was a lot of that this weekend.
A lot of that.
This one thing from Alex Borstein, who plays the agent in The Marvelous Miss Maisel, said one thing in her acceptance speech that made me stop in my tracks.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to take this home and make sweet love to it through my Spanx hole. Anyone else got anything to say?
Pause and think about that as we close the audio vault. I mean, really.
Gross.
Is that the most? One more time, please.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to take this home and make sweet love to it through my Spanx hole. Anyone else got anything to say?
That, my friends, is your magic audio vault for today.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beat Shazam. Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by a live bear and only on Fox Midnight.
The Best of O'Mara.
Play the thing. Come on.
News.
A website called The Ringer recruited the infamous Mr. Skin. We know him well, Jim Skin.
James Skin.
Yeah. Jim, come on. Give me your little service for free again, okay? Jim?
Come on, Jimmy. Holidays.
Give me your service
for Christmas.
Free, okay? Use it like once
the
every 2 months.
The code that shows.
Yes.
I used it every 2 months, Jim, and I had to edit the crap out of it to put it on the air, but I still like it. Okay.
Come on, man.
Come on, Jim.
Come on.
Anyway.
What is it with people named McBride?
Tomorrow, by the way, let me remind myself to get Oscar to talk about Disney Plus because this is a story about it. They recruited Mr. Skin to do a dive on Disney Plus to find the dirtiest part.
Hey!
The two most risque things he found. Femi Taylor, am I pronouncing it, or is it Femi Taylor? It's Femi Taylor as Ula in Star Wars Return of the Jedi, and Brendan Fraser almost showing his butt in George of the Jungle. Ula was one of Jabba the Hutt's slave girls, and she wore a skimpy mesh top, but she had pasties over her nipples. Then Brendan Fraser, he was in a loincloth most of the movie, and you see his butt.
I would say that Disney Princess Leia in Jedi, pretty close to it, because she had that bikini on.
Yeah, but if you're not showing nipple, then skin's out.
That's, you know? That's Disney, you've been your motto for years.
All right, we got to apply. Disney Plus offers nothing beyond PG-13 or TV-14, so that's pretty much as naughty as it gets. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Skin.
Doing the good work of the world. Adam Sandler isn't exactly known as a critically acclaimed actor, but yesterday the National Board of Review gave him a Best Actor Award for Uncut Gems, an upcoming crime thriller that hits theaters on December 13th. This is the first legit acting award he's received, although he's won Teen Choice Awards, Kids Choice Awards, People's Choice Awards, and MTV Movie Awards, not to mention 9 Razzies and dozens of Razzie nominations. The closest Adam has come to a serious acting award was when he scored a Golden Globe nomination for Punch Drunk Love in 2002.
Remember that.
But he didn't win. This could be the dawn of a new day for him, although the Best Actor win from the National Board of Review is the first one. He's also received nominations and recognition from the Gotham Awards, the Independent Spirit Awards, and the Satellite Awards, and there is an outside chance he could get some love from not our Oscar, the other Oscar.
The trailer is fantastic for the movie.
Yeah, and it's about a rabbi, right?
I think so. It's him being a rabbi, and he in the back of a limousine.
That's right.
Lincoln, and he goes, Poifect. That is an old Saturday Night Live reference we did.
That's classic,
just there.
Though.
Sharon Osbourne, good every like 3 weeks or so for getting a little love from this show. She unloaded on Simon Cowell and America's Got Talent yesterday on The Talk. She didn't specifically address Gabrielle Union's issues since she was never on the show with her, but she did agree that it's a boys' club over there. She said, quote, "The boys take care of each other and the women are not paid as much as the men." She noted that she was on the show when Howie Mandel was hired shortly after, but Howie got to fly in a private jet while she received, quote, "American Airlines tickets." Oh, sorry, Sharon. She also ripped into Simon for always rotating, quote, "different little girls" in and out of the judging panels of AGT and The X Factor, like Demi Lovato and Britney Spears, which makes the older male judges look like quite the dirty old men. There you go.
American Airlines tickets.
I love Sharon Osbourne, though, because she says things that are fun.
Yeah.
She offered a final word on the subject, quote, "NBC can kiss my ass."
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, well.
That's fun, isn't it?
It is.
All right, we got to fly through this. We don't have much time. Stealing or not, a cashier fails to scan an item and you don't mention it.
Stealing.
That's stealing.
Stealing. 63% said yes. You scan an onion instead of an avocado at self-checkout to save 50%.
Oh, 100% 50 stealing. Cents, rather.
Stealing.
Stealing. 73% said the same thing. You tell a friend they left something at your place, but they never pick it up. So a few months later, you start using it. Stealing or not stealing?
I think that's okay.
Not stealing. Really? If they don't care not about stealing. It,
unless it's like a deodorant stick.
You guys are with the crowd. 78% said no, it's not stealing. Number 4, you tell a joke that your friends assume you came up with, but you actually that's ridiculous. But you actually read it online and don't correct them. 60% said
stealing,
no.
Stealing? That's Mike. That's a career.
That's not, everybody does that.
That's just bad shtick.
That is. That's what it is.
5, you accidentally take someone else's coat when you leave a restaurant, and it's nicer than yours, so you keep
Stealing.
100% stealing.
I've been on the short end of the stick coming out of an effing club when I used to be a douchebag and go to the DC clubs, and I had this sweet, beautiful leather jacket, and they gave me back, and when you're hammered, you're just like, oh, thank you, and like you get out. I got home and I said, I'm wearing a Jordache jacket, and I went in there with a nice lambskin leather coat.
You know what I wish they gave you instead of a coat?
Yeah.
What?
Show clock. Number 6, you return something you bought on sale and the store refunds you the full price instead of the sale price.
That is okay.
Stealing.
No, it's okay.
About 50% said no. An online purchase gets lost in the mail, then it arrives weeks later after you already got a refund, so you keep it.
Stealing.
I think that's okay.
50% divided. America divided. Number 8, you take a bunch of extra sugar packets from a coffee shop to use later at home.
I think that's stupid, but stealing, yes.
It's embarrassing, and it's stealing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about your jacket.
It sucks.
83% of people think it's totally fine, and you shouldn't call it stealing. Isn't that a good little story?
That
like
costs people money.
Yeah,
Those Splenda packets, they're not cheap. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, those O'Mara's restaurant glasses, those pint glasses, hope you're enjoying them, people. All 700 of you.
Still available on eBay.
That took them in 2 weeks. Thank you. Researchers found the average American spends $9.22 a week on snacks, which seems like a pretty conservative estimate. That adds up to $479.44 a year, or $28,766 over the course of your entire adult life. Mm. And most of them are sweeter snacks.
That's an entry level Camry.
Yeah.
It is. So full of potato chips.
Yeah. And now a little something. Something.
Thank you.
I've been trying to do a new impression right at the end of this.
Oh, good.
Firefighters in Britain said a kitchen fire was caused by a family dog that somehow turned on the microwave. Firefighters discovered the fire had started in the kitchen when the owner's dog, a husky, started the microwave, causing a package of bread rolls inside to burn and catch fire. I guess he was using the microwave for some storage.
That's when you have a small kitchen, yeah.
When asked for a comment, the British dog said, "I wanted popcorn."
Gonna replay on that.
I wanted popcorn. I'm a British dog. Thank you. I wanted popcorn. Right, Ralph.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.